星期二的晚上，依然是来自电影《诺丁山》的一首片尾曲《She》，演唱者 Elvis Costello 1954年8月25日出生于伦敦，他是英国第一流的摇滚乐天才。尽管 Elvis 从来没有跻身于唱片销量超级明星行列，但他却深受同行和批评家的尊敬。Elvis 于1977年发行了自己的第一张专辑，音乐的多样性加上锋利的歌词，使得他被人认为是自Bob Dylan 后最具创新精神、最有影响，也是最好的歌曲创作者之一。今天要跟大家分享的这首《他》，相信看过电影的人在听的时候都会别有一番感受。说到底，真爱就是不论身份高低，不论门第贵贱，他爱你，爱便是一切的理由。一起来听听吧。
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measureof a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, may be the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in a stream.She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. Allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the what I'm careful.In ready years, me, I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. Where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she. She.
在电影快要结束的时候，男主角和女主角相视傻笑，是那么美好。出演 Notting Hill 的时候， Julia Roberts 正值演艺生涯的鼎盛时期，和片中的安娜一样，如日中天又美丽动人。 Hugh Grant 那时39岁，如同他饰演的 William 即将开始衰老，却依然可见当年的风华，看得出气质优雅，但生活却困顿疲惫，停滞不前。他们在最合适的年龄和状态下出演了最适合两人的影片。大明星和书店小老板的爱情故事，你可以说这是一个成人童话，但它很动人，不是吗？还有这首 She 深情隽永，如同爱的坚言。好了，来一起看看歌词中的一些单词和词汇吧。She may be the trace of pleasure or regret. 她让我欢喜，让我忧。Trace used as a noun refers to a visible mark. For example, a footprint left by a person or an animal or vehicle. For example, all trace of his working class background was deliberately obscured. When trace used as a noun can also refer to a just detectable amount. E.g., there was not a trace of cynicism in his voice. There isn't a trace of a smile on her face. 她脸上没有一丝笑容。There isn't a trace of a smile on her face. Trace used as a verb means to follow, to discover the course of development of something. For example, how far back can you trace your family tree?你的家谱可以追溯到多少代? How far back can you trace your family tree? They could not trace him. They could not trace him. 他们找不到他。She may be the chill the autumn brings. Chill as a noun refers to the coldness due to a cold environment. For example, the sight sends a chill to my heart.It's spring, but there's still a chill in the air. It's spring, but there's still a chill in the air. 初春季节仍有寒意。Chill when used as a verb means to cool down, 缓和情绪，使寒冷。Chill. For example, give her something to chill her out. We have enough trouble already. I put some beer in the icebox to chill.She may be the famine or the feast. Famine refers to a severe shortage of food, resulting in violent hunger and starvation and death. For example, war brings death and famine. Many people starve to death in the famine. Famine also means an acute insufficiency.严重匮乏缺乏 For example, there was a famine of water in this locality. 这地方有过水荒 She may be a smile reflected in the stream. To reflect means to manifest or to flashback. For example, his actions reflect his thoughts. The high wall reflects sounds.这面高墙将声音反射回来。I'm so cheerful and yet so sad that my tears reflect at once both heaven and earth. I love this sentence. I'm so cheerful and yet so sad that my tears reflect at once both heaven and earth. Whose eyes can be so private and so proud? Private, adjective,refers to the quality of being personal or mysterious. For example, I was swagged out of the door by the guards of the private club. I was swagged out of the door by the guards of the private club. There was fast bidding between private collectors and dealers.She may be the why and wherefore I'm alive. 她是我活着的理由。Wherefore, it's a noun. It refers to the cause or intention underlying an action or situation, especially in the phrase the whys and wherefores, or used as an adverb to start a question. For example, wherefore did you go there?Wherefore did you go there? Wherefore should we linger upon it now? Wherefore should we linger upon it now? We are victorious, wherefore let us rejoice. She may be the one I will care for through the rough and rainy years. To care for means to be fond of, be attached to,or to take care of. For example, Lily spent years caring for her sick uncle. I don't care for that color. 我不喜欢那种颜色。好了，今天的节目就到此为止了。祝大家有一个愉快的 星期三、星期四、星期五。I'm Linda. I'll see you next time.